Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Powerful Podcast, where we go on both sides of every business issues. This show started because we got tired of the one-sided news that only gives us one side of every issue. And we figured that if we give you both sides of the issue, we tell our opinion, and then you decide. That way we can make a more informed decision. And nothing is more powerful than truth. My name is JT Fox. I'm the world's number one wealth and business coach, serial entrepreneur, and we are in 53 different countries and clients in 87. And over 10 years ago, I came from Canada, United States with $974, and now have over 50 companies and brands all over the world. And here, my co-host, back, since we are back in the same time zone, finally.
The pack is back.
The pack is back, my CEO, Francie. A very powerful woman who sometimes feels appreciated based on previous conversations we had yesterday.
I said most of the time.
You said sometimes. I know what you said.
You didn't say.
And that's why we are back together, because when we are doing our own show, there's no one to argue with as well. And we actually have a small audience here because I'm actually doing a training on sales, very exclusive. Some of my top clients in the world are literally from Hong Kong and South Africa and Germany and the UK and all over the world here. Give yourself a big round of applause here. And by the way, our next podcast is gonna be at Mega Success, which is the biggest event in the world. 2,500 of the world's most successful people, 30 A-list celebrities, 87 different countries. So it's gonna be a whole different feel to it as all. And Pac, did you prepare any questions today?
I do have some topics.
Oh, you do have some topics. Ooh.
But I did some research. I know you've been eagerly anticipating.
I've been eagerly anticipating as well too. So we're gonna have a few topics out of here. Topics number one. Microsoft experimented with a four-day work week in Japan and productivity jumped by 40% as well.
Love it. Now, done implementing.
You know what?
Let's test three-day work week. See what happens.
You know what? That's what certain people I know that used to work for us before would have loved. They were on a one-day work week a month. But, okay, so let's go with both sides of the issue here. Well, first of all, Pac, what do you think about this since now I'm hosting this?
So they said that productivity increased by 40%,
yes,
correct?
Right? The result of it's called the Work-Life Choice Challenge in Japan.
Yep.
And they closed on Friday in August and result in a higher productivity than August 2018. And they saved on electric bills. Woo!
Woo! Gotta save on that power. So one thing I would say is, you know, obviously if productivity is up, that's usually a good sign and shows that it could be really helpful. That's like some companies that do the not a set amount of vacation. You can take as much vacation as you want. Say that, you know, their employees usually don't take more than like the 10 to 15 days they would normally have. So almost like when you give people that extra incentive that they will actually work harder. However, I do think testing in Japan and the Japanese culture, they're a very by the rules, by the book. I'm sure the Japanese, when they're going into work, they're working really hard for those 4 days. I don't necessarily think in the American culture, some other places we are around the world, I don't think people are necessarily as I'm going into work for however many hours and I will work the whole time. I think there's lazier cultures out there that I don't know if you would get the same results.
Revolt. Yeah. They will revolt.
I don't know if you get the same results with every country you go into all over the world. There's already countries out there that don't work 40-hour weeks as it is. So,
but on the other hand, one of the ways they said they increased productivity is they had less meetings, which we all know meetings is a bottleneck. But here's one side. So on one side, okay, it gets more stuff in 4 days, and how they measure productivity between 1 year to another. And yes, the Japanese culture, they're always working. There's just so much of an honor system
as well. I
was going
to say there's such an honest culture that they're not going to understand the system.
But here's on the other side. So Microsoft and the Facebooks, the Google hire the A players, the best of the best. And we know some of these companies, people already work from home. They're already driven. So now you take a culture where you have B and C level employees, and now they have 3 day weekends. And also too, what about the loss of business? What if someone wants to buy your product because they're working? So are you losing sales? Are you losing opportunity? Because clearly everything was shut down And so on one side, you know, a lot of the businesses, they could not afford to do that unless they had employees on a 4-day.
Alternating 4 days.
Alternating.
You couldn't have everyone.
Well, they shut down everything on Friday. So Microsoft shut down everything on Friday. And in the summer, it's a little bit different because then things would be a little bit less.
Well, that's like in New York City. Almost everything shuts down on Fridays because everyone leaves early to head out to the Hamptons.
Correct. And so it can't be every business, but I think you need highly motivated individuals as well. But the interesting is, okay, productivity may be down, maybe up, but what about sales?
Right.
What about the bottom line? And so, to be honest with you, I don't know if our companies...
Well, no. We could, you believe in an 8-day work week.
Eight,
so
nine.
I know that
nine, 24
day
days.
Work week would not... You know, I actually think if we were ever going to test something, it would be more the unlimited vacation over the 4-day work week. Because I do think... When it comes to,
I don't believe in unlimited vacation.
I know you.
Because,
don't.
But there's some types of person that take advantage. You would never take them, except when you go to the Ibiza, like the whole month of July.
Yep. Every year I'm just going to extend it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And then you say, well, let me buy a house because you pay me so much and I'm going to get this house in Ibiza.
No, yep. You're going to buy it. No. You're missing a key detail. I am going to buy it for me.
Uh-huh. This is called
you owe me two houses.
It's called a powerful one side of the truth. The truth is I'm not buying you a house. No, I've already bought houses for other people before.
Instead of buying me two houses, you're just going to buy me one house. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a very mm-hmm. big house in Ibiza. And then we can have mega sales Ibiza.
Sorry, I can't afford to buy you a house. We work 4 days a week now.
Oh,
so okay. We won't be able to do that as well. So, all right, interesting topic as well. Now, I posted something on my social media this morning. And I've said this before. And I'm going to go over it right now. And I said, you can have an 8-figure net worth or 8 hours of sleep. Okay. So that's what I said.
I feel a trend. So, and I said,
today. Productivity. Yes. Yes. The theme is productivity.
Yes, it is.
And I want you, and I said, agree, disagree. And I put it up to some comments and I got a lot of comments and I want to read you some of the comments. Either or both is possible. What matters to make a decision and act accordingly. Someone says, I couldn't sleep 8 hours if I wanted. My mind won't start turning. I disagree. Productivity plummets the longer you stay at your desk. The key is to motivate yourself and do more and less time as well.
Well, and that's also someone that can't read because you said nothing about staying at your desk.
I know. And I said, for employees, maybe, but not for entrepreneurs. You need to meet more well-balanced millionaires, successful multimillionaires, and billionaires who would happily disagree with you. Success is not about wearing yourself thin, but knowing when to take a break and gain perspective in your business and strategy and how family is more important. Another person said, disagree. You can absolutely have both and more. And somebody else, absolutely agree with you. Who needs 8 figures? This won't make you happier. How do you know? I have 8 figures. Right? Way more than 8 figures. When I had 0 figures, I was miserable as well. Disagree. You spend your time waking hours on activities that matter the most. There will be some nights that you sleep less, but it's not sustainable to long-term growth. In the last 7 days, I have been in Israel, Auckland, Sydney, Toronto, back to America as well, flying all over the world. Everybody keeps saying, and it seems like a lot of the comments I'm hearing from now are from people that are not millionaires and multimillionaires. You understand?
Successful.
Yes. And so I did a little bit of research, which I think is going to be before you give your perspective on this, how the sleeping habits of very successful people as well. So successful people, 27% of the people sleep 7 to 8 hours, 14% 4 to 5 hours, 27% 6 to 7 hours, and 32% less than 6 hours, okay? And here's the interesting thing about the sleep time. 5% go to bed at 11:30, 5% at 12 a.m., 18% at 1 a.m., 5% at 3 a.m., 5% at 9:30 p.m., 18% at 10, 9% at 10:30. So it seems to be, for most people, the most amount, 11 p.m. At what time do they wake up, okay? And 5% wake up at 9 a.m., but maybe that's probably the dudes that go to bed at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
6% wake up at 8, 22% at 7 a.m., 11% at 6:30 a.m., and check this out, 11% at 5:30, 28% at 5 a.m.,
oh, what time?
And 6% at 4:30 a.m., and 11% at 4 a.m.
guess 4 a.m.
Right? Yeah. And so Bill Gates, 6 hours of sleep. Richard Branson goes to bed at 12, 6 hours of sleep. I know that. I was at Necker Island. Tim Cook, 9:30 to 4:30 a.m., so about 6 hours of sleep. Arianna Huffington, she gets 7 hours. Former CEO of Pepsi, 5 hours of sleep. Jack Dorsey, 6 hours of sleep. President Obama, 6 hours of sleep. Benjamin Franklin, 6 hours of sleep. Winston Churchill, 5 hours of sleep. And so these are interesting names. It goes on. And the average is Elon Musk, 6 hours of sleep. Jeff Bezos, 6 hours of sleep. So it seems to be like Ellen DeGeneres, 6 hours of sleep. So it seems to be very that a lot of people. I like to get, I mean, for me, it's different because sometimes I land and I don't sleep
sometimes
and I sleep
you
on the
don't
plane.
Have
yeah, I don't
choice.
Sleep and stuff like that. But when I'm home, like, I like to sleep 6 hours. You know, 6 hours for me, the
and
mental.
You're definitely in that. You go to bed at like 9:30.
I like to be in bed at like 30, fall asleep at 10. I really do. If I'm home and I got nothing. But sometimes you're traveling, you get to hotels at 12, 1 o'clock at night. So now knowing this, the successful people and things like that, Pac, what do you think as well? And I'll tell you what I think.
Where did
8 hours
start?
Of sleep or 8-figure net worth?
Got it.
What's more important, first of all?
So I don't think that 8 hours of sleep is necessary at all. I think I agree with, you know, the people commenting saying that sleep's really important and you need a lot of sleep, or probably the people that don't have the 8 figures or aren't close to the 8 figures, or maybe that's not what they want. I don't know. I do think that you don't need to have a lot of sleep to be able to get things done. And aside from you sharing all the stats, what I was going to say earlier, I don't think there's one successful person that I've ever met or that you've introduced me to that has talked about, oh, I love sleeping, or I sleep a whole bunch, or I sleep all the time. And I think that most people would choose the 8 figures over the 8 hours of sleep unless they're lazy.
So my philosophy is you can sleep when you're dead. Most people like to sleep, or I've never heard successful people sleep in, because they want to escape the reality of their life. I can't wait to get up in the morning. I can't wait to change lives. I can't wait to do this podcast. And I got this energy, enthusiasm. People have been telling this, you know what, that I'm going to burn out. If you love what you do, it's not called work, okay? And it's not about work-life balance, it's work-life choices. So
we're gonna be testing it out for everyone at Mega based on how late some of the nights go and how early some of the days start. We're gonna be testing out who are the people that want the 8 hours and who are the people that want to be successful.
Now my last topic, and I'm sure you have a couple
very
one
long last topic.
Last topic. First of all, why does your car not have a rear mirror view?
Because it keeps falling off.
Okay. And then the visor keeps going off. I just want to say, with someone with such money to have a car that is basically putting my life in danger.
How much mileage I put on my car to drive back and forth to run your office.
Well, you should move to the office.
What did I tell you? I will never live here. So your options are, your options.
Listen.
Why buy a new car to put a whole bunch of miles on it?
Good, because when you drive a lot here, that means you don't have 8 hours of sleep. I like the way you think. That's a smart move. You'd have more sleep if you stayed here as well. So the last thing is, in South Africa, which we've been there many times. We have a lot of listeners from South Africa. We have a South Africa in the room as well. So maybe we can bring his perspective on this, what he thinks. And now he's freaking out because he doesn't know what to say. And he's a left brainer and he likes to think about it.
He needs to be
so
prepared.
Richard Branson, who, by the way, I was supposed to speak with in Australia, didn't happen. We had something come up in Toronto. We're at a bigger event and this here today. And tweeted a picture at the Branson Entrepreneur Center and posted a picture congratulating opening the new center, which, by the way, I've spoken for youth entrepreneurs in South Africa, if you remember there, years ago.
One of your first.
Yeah, about 6 years ago. Right. Yeah, I spoke there, inspired the kids. And he tweeted a picture of all him and the team. And the team happened to be all white. 90% of the South African population is black. And all of a sudden, people were attacking him. He's racist, white rich people. It's the world that we have become, culture shock economy. When I tell you this, okay, what's your first impression about what I'm telling you?
My first impression based on what you've told me about Richard Branson, is one, he probably didn't even tweet the picture or even realize what was happening when the picture. So based on the fact that he probably doesn't even know that anyone tweeted the picture, he didn't even probably realize who was in the picture or not in the picture or who was a part of that. What I would say is, I'm a big believer, and we've talked about before, you hired the best person for the job. And I hate it when people feel like, okay, I have 10 positions to fill. I have 10 women, and they are the best people to fill. So I shouldn't have to only hire 7, so I have to hire 3 men so it can be diverse. So I think it should be about hiring the best people for the position, and hopefully whoever those people were in the position and they're in the picture, they're in the best position that they should be. And
for the record, we had 1,000 times better answer, but because of the Amber Alert, we were unable to continue. And
that's what I said before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it just sounds, you know, just letting people know that the momentum is not the same because we were widely interrupted by an Amber Alert, someone looking for your car. So I think I'm gonna take the other side on this story as well. So you have a business, 90% of the people are Black. I think whoever posted the picture did not have situational awareness. I've been to South Africa. I've done South Africa a lot. I know it's a population. And right now in South Africa, there is more racial divide than there's ever been. And what's happening right now is that, you know, it's a lack of situational awareness. Now, on the other side, I know Richard Branson very well. I've been to Necro Island 5 days. I've known him for a while. He has not one racist bone. I agree with you. He probably didn't even post the picture as well. But again, this is the world that we live in now, where people are culture shock. You know what I mean? And you're guilty by culture, meaning that every Halloween costume, every picture you post, is appropriate, not important, where your hands position, is it sexual harassment? That is the world we live in. So every costume you've ever had, every picture you have is now being judged in a new standard. It's called 2019, where people point the finger. They're looking for people to not to do business. But on the other side, let's not forget, the intent of this is to announce that he opens a center for free to help entrepreneur, which mostly are Black in the center. So let's not talk about the good. Let's point out that there's white people in the picture. That's the world we live in here today as well. Nobody wants to talk about, hey, here's a man who came in and opened a center for free, but we want to criticize him because there was all white people. In the end, you know, he posted on his blog, he apologized for it as well, but the comments are absolutely nasty as well. Now, Robin from South Africa is here. Come over here, buddy. What do you think? Did you know about what happened with this? I know you're in America. This just happened this morning.
No, I didn't know about it, but I think you're totally right that that's what the reality is. I mean, we've just won the World Cup rugby, and everyone's saying this was just needed because we are so racially divided at the moment.
And here's the thing, one country, one mission, one message, and already the decisiveness is back. And I know that going into South Africa, it's an amazing country. It may be third world country, but it's first world people. But it's the hatred, hater world, idiocy, point the finger. And those people who are criticizing, what have you done for South Africa? And people who are the biggest critics are the ones who do the least as well. And here's a man who cares about South Africa, who knew Nelson Mandela. It's just the world that we live in here before as well. So, and you're not surprised that people are complaining about that, correct?
No, not at all. You know, it's a challenge that we have. It's a legacy we have inherited. It's just a continual confrontation every day. And it's about taking
responsibility.
And you know
what's funny? If Nelson Mandela was still alive, and you know, I know the family, you know, they would have said, you know what, the intent was there. And at the end of the day, they just all get along. Who cares? As long as, and you know what, the idea is this is going to help more Black people than it will white people because it's the majority. But again, in this world, this is a reminder to all of you. What you post on social media, everyone's watching, everyone's criticizing. And at the end of the day, it just goes to show that this. So you heard it from a South African, which is very convenient for today. And then I do one more topic as well. Do we do another topic?
I have one that actually relates a little bit to this topic. Yesterday, Disney Plus officially launched, right? And last night on the news, they were talking about how now Disney Plus launched a lot with the old classics. All these old classic cartoons that haven't really been on TV, been in the vault. And with all these old classics, it's launched with disclaimers how these cartoons are not meant to in any way have racial stereotypes, racial undertones, or offend anyone racially. And showing how how some of the characters depicted actually may be depicting different races. And my thing is, obviously these were all cartoons that years ago kids watched. They were on TV, you know, they were out there that nobody said anything with. But now in 2020, we have to actually put these cartoons out there with disclaimers. Do you think that was the right move on Disney to go ahead and do that? Do you think that they should have done nothing? Or do you think they should have just kept the cartoons?
Well, on one side, I think it's feeding into the small minority of people who have a loud voice, because the minority sometimes people scream the loudest. And you know, in a world where also too, I mean, this goes into another kind of situation with Don Cherry. I'll talk about that on the next show. But a Canadian sportscaster icon made some comments towards immigrants, and the intent was not there. He just got fired. I'll play you the comments next time, and you tell me what you think on the next show as well. But with these kids, with a new generation of these kids coming in, maybe what was appropriate in the 70s and 80s and 90s is not appropriate. There's going to be a lot of new generation of kids listening to this as well. And if they're misinterpreted that, you know, it was okay back then and it's not, you know, and this is the world on the other side they have to live in. And the fact is, Richard Branson, what Disney did.
But do you just not play the cartoons?
Well, that's
just
another.
Just make new cartoons.
That's another.
You're freaking
thing.
Disney.
Well, they did not put, from what I understand, the Michael Jackson one. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. It's the only words I know. But
that was very good.
I know. It was good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Your agent is working on it now.
Yeah, my agent's working on it now. Yeah. So that Michael Jackson, which is actually a very good one, and no one knew it was Michael Jackson until like 3 or 4 years ago. It was a Simpsons episode where Homer's in a mental hospital and the guy name is Leon, and it's actually Michael Jackson's voice, but no one ever really knew. They took that out because of Michael Jackson and how it's perceived. But then on the other hand, Michael Jackson still has a show in Vegas. So it's a crazy world, which is why the powerful is needed, so we get both sides of the place as well. And maybe they were so worried about taking out content or offending people that they were not going to.
That's what I'm saying. If you're so worried about offending people or taking out a content, why even put it on the platform?
I'm going to buy it. So I'll tell you how many.
If you had Verizon, you could get it for free.
Yeah, exactly. So you pay 20 times more than I do, so you can get $6.99 for free.
No, I don't pay 20 times.
Yes, you do. I have unlimited international anywhere in the world.
Right, but I don't travel as much anymore.
Right.
So I don't pay more.
Well, you should, because you're getting too much sleep.
I approve your phone bill every month. I know how much you pay. I pay less than you.
You get because I have two phones.
You actually have four.
What, four?
Yes, you have four lines on your phone bill.
Four lines?
Yes, you do. I don't know who the other two belong to.
I think it's time to cancel those as well. I only have two. Are you sure I have four?
You technically have two numbers. Mm-hmm. You still have your old one that you don't ever do anything with. And there's another number that I cannot figure out who it belongs to.
Was it a 312 number? I think that was like a decoy number that I never used.
I don't know, because I put it in my phone.
Investigate it. We will find out next week.
I've put it in all.
And we have a lot of updates on WeWork, but I think we'll do that next time.
This is going to be the one episode we didn't talk about WeWork.
No, we did. We
just said WeWork.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. We'll talk about it next time. So you guys want it short and sweet, and that's what we're going to do. So in the end, we're going to be live from Mega Success, the world's most successful people, 2,587 countries. Appreciate if you guys share it, like it, and things like that. And again, if you want to hear the story of my life, how I went from literally $974 to negative $34,000 to building literally a global empire with many companies all over the world, millionaireunderdog.com is my book, millionaireunderdog.com. And please keep listening, keep engaging. We appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful day wherever you are in the world. Are we really, how long is this podcast?
It goes with the other part.
It goes with the other part as well. I thought it was pretty good. You liked it?
Yeah, we're at about 26 minutes.
All right, so I'm going to go take a nap. I was inspired to take
to
a nap and work less.
Yes.
So here's the thing. So employees listen to this. Say 4 weeks, 8 hours. Entrepreneurs saying 8 days, six hours of sleep. So at least I know I'm in line with the billionaires.
Remember to follow and to leave us a 5-star review. And always remember that nothing is more powerful than the truth.
And sleep, apparently.
And 4-day work weeks.
.com.